This is Body Mind Exercise 6, the hissing breath. This is really a supplement to basic breathing. When one has respiratory problems, especially problems relating to COPD or emphysema, it often feels as if we get short of breath and we need to make more effort to take in enough air. Actually, although it's hard to grasp, the problem is the reverse. There's obstruction in the little tiny airways, and this gets in the way of us breathing out completely. So because we can't breathe out completely, the alveoli, the little air sacs that actually absorb the oxygen, get overexpanded and they don't empty. So the air in there gets stagnant, and eventually the walls of the alveoli lose their elasticity. So the aim of the hissing breath is to help our capacity to exhale completely, to empty our lungs, and to whatever extent possible, to restore elasticity to the little air sacs. You can do this sitting, lying down, or standing. It's good to start a little bit with basic breathing, just simply observing the in and out of the breath, allowing the exhale to release, and the inhale to come effortlessly. Then what you do is you put your teeth together, you put your tongue just in back of your teeth, and like an angry snake, you hiss the breath out. All the way out. Then you let go and you let the inhale come back in like a rebound. Feel yourself effortlessly filling. And then just relax and let a few natural breaths happen. Let's try it again. Tongue to the teeth, hiss out. As you hiss out, feel that the sides of your rib cage shrink in together. Shrink the rib cage, shrink the lungs inside the rib cage. Towards the end, you'll feel that your abdomen tightens a little bit, maybe even pulls in. Shrink, shrink, shrink all the way in. Push every little bit out. Pause there for a couple of moments, then let go. Let the breath come back in. Feel the breath fill your lower body. Feel it fill your belly, your abdomen, the sides of your lower ribs, even your back. Try not to take a big gasp of breath up into your chest. Naturally, the chest is going to move some, but you want to feel that most of the breath comes back in the belly, the sides of your ribs, the back even, and not up into the upper chest, into the neck and shoulders. So if you have a tendency to do that, you might not want to hiss out. You might not want to hold your breath out. You don't want to get too breathless. So again now, tongue to the teeth, hiss the breath out, shrink the ribs together side to side. Imagine your lungs inside almost like a paper sack, collapsing, becoming this tiny little tube inside. Hold out for a couple of moments, then relax and let go. Let the belly expand. Let the breath fill the sides of your ribs. Let the breath fill your lower back. And then just let the breath flow naturally. You'll probably find that doing this a couple of times, your breath now begins to flow rather more deeply, with a long, smooth rhythm, that it's stimulated the natural process of your breath. Now, when you breathe in, the diaphragm, which is like a dome-shaped muscle across the bottom half of the rib cage, the diaphragm flattens. When you have problems related to COPD or emphysema, the diaphragm becomes over-flattened and tight so that it's always pushed down. So now it doesn't have a lot of latitude for going up and down. You can't remedy this by flattening the diaphragm still more with an effortful inhale. What you have to do is you have to let the diaphragm relax and become even more dome-shaped. So if you can imagine this, the dome of the diaphragm moves higher in your chest as the lungs empty out. When this happens with the diaphragm, there's a feeling in the pit of your stomach where the ribs spread apart of a kind of hollowing or a kind of caving in. Put your fingers for a few moments in the pit of your stomach, the solar plexus area between the ribs where they separate out. And as you breathe out, feel like that area of the pit of your stomach hollows in and caves in. And imagine that the diaphragm above there is moving up, is returning to a very rounded position. Is not any longer flattened, but is moving up in the rib cage. That's what you want. You want the diaphragm to relax, to lengthen, to stretch, to restore its rounded position so that it now has a lot of latitude to move up and down and give an effortless, full breath. So with this kind of image in mind, try the hissing breath again. You're still going to feel the rib cage getting smaller and narrowing and coming together. And at the same time, you're going to imagine that the diaphragm inside moves up and becomes, you know, very rounded, very dome-shaped. And the lower abdomen kind of sinks in. So you'll feel your stomach tighten and pull in, imagining the diaphragm going up as the ribs go down. And then relax, let the breath fill the belly. The diaphragm now will naturally come down again, and you'll feel that as expansion and fullness in the lower belly. And then again, just allow a few natural breaths. So the hissing breath is not something that you want to do repeatedly for a long period of time. You can do a breath, wait for a few breaths, do another breath. You could do two in a row. You don't necessarily need to do the hissing breath more than, you know, 6-8 times in a row. But in between hissing breaths, you're paying attention to your breathing in the same kind of way that you learnt with the basic breathing practice. And hopefully you're able to feel the quality and pattern of your breath begin to shift a little bit as it becomes more easy to let go of the stagnant, stale air in the lungs. And naturally that will give rise to being able to take in more fresh air, fresh oxygen, and maybe to actually restore some elasticity to the overstretched tissues.